Instant Karma by Marissa Meyer. Read for you by Rebecca Soler. Quint Erickson is late. Again. I shouldn't be surprised. I'm not surprised. I'd be more surprised if he was actually on time for once. But really? Today? Of all the days? I'm simmering in my seat, my fingers drumming against the presentation board that's folded up on our lab table. My attention is divided between watching the clock over the classroom door and silently repeating the words I've been memorizing all week. Our beaches and coastal waters are home to some remarkable species, fish and mammals and sea turtles and sharks, says Maya Livingston from the front of the room, have been severely mistreated by Hollywood over the decades. They are not the monsters that humans have made them out to be. Plus, adds her lab partner, Ezra Kent, who's eating who here? I mean, did you guys know people actually eat shark? Maya glances at him, frowning. Mostly just their fins, to be clear. Right, they make soup out of them, says Ezra. Shark fin soup is like a super delicacy because they're like chewy and crunchy at the same time. Wrap your head around that. But I mean, I would totally try it. Some of our peers pretend to gag in disgust, even though it's obvious Ezra is trying to get this exact reaction. Most people call him Easy, which I used to think might be a reference to numerous sexual escapades, but now I think it's just because he has a reputation for being a jokester. Teachers at our school have learned not to seat him and Quint together. Anyway, says Maya, trying to bring their talk back on point. She goes on about the horrible methods by which hunters catch the sharks and cut off their fins, then release them back to the water. Without their fins, they sink to the bottom of the ocean and either suffocate or get eaten alive by other predators. The whole class grimaces. And then they turn them into soup, Ezra adds, just in case anyone missed that part before. Another minute goes by. I bite down on the inside of my cheek, trying to calm the nerves twisting inside of me. The same frustrated rant begins to repeat in my head for the 8 millionth time this year. Quint Erickson is the worst. I even reminded him yesterday. Remember, Quint, big presentation tomorrow. You're bringing the report. You're supposed to help me with the introduction. So please, for the love of all things good and righteous in this world, this one time, don't be late. His response? A shrug. I'm a busy guy, Prudence, but I'll do my best. Right. Because he has so much to do before 8:30 a.m. on a Tuesday. I know I can handle the introduction on my own. I've been rehearsing without him, after all. But he's supposed to bring our papers, the papers that the rest of the class can then stare at while we talk, the papers that will keep their bored, disinterested eyes off me.